Hi, folks. Are you
listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, wherever you get the best reception? You're listening to The Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host. Last week, we had my friend Aaron Beatty, the executive director of the WPL, talking about the mayhem in March. Now, that's going to be coming next Saturday. Doors open at 6 and the event starts at 7. I suggest you get there early for good parking. Today, we have Kim Mowry of a new organization called Giving Hope here in Dubois, and her focus is on homelessness. We're going to get right with Kim after this message, and we'll hear all about the need in our new city.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
And if you just joined, you're listening to the Contact Program. I'm Pat Shea, your host on Connect FM. And today we have Kim Mowry from a new organization called Giving Hope here in Dubois. Kim, I'd like to welcome you to our show.
Thank you, Pat.
And I'm very anxious to hear about the need for helping homeless people in our community. Growing up here, I never would have thought we'd have a lot of people homeless in Dubois. I don't remember seeing any growing up.
I didn't either, but times have changed.
Yes, and before we came on air, Kim had told me that she became aware of this issue not long ago when Dolly McCluskey from the Free Medical Clinic was putting coats and blankets, and she asked, "What in the world are you doing that for?" And Dolly told you that there's...
Yes, that was just in late October, and Dolly said, "Well, so far there had been 150 coats taken, and mostly by the homeless in our city." And I was shocked. I said, "You mean there are homeless people in our town?" And she said, "Oh, yes." And I said, "Wow." It just stunned me. And God kept working in my, you know, placing that thought in my head over and over, and put a burden on my heart for them.
You must have a big heart for people in need, and that's certainly something that is beneficial. I sure can't imagine spending the night outside even last night, but my goodness, a few weeks ago with it being 20 below with the wind chill, I ended up having frozen pipes in my house.
A lot of people did.
Yes.
It's taboo to have your pet outside for even during the summertime, let alone a human being. And I felt guilty lying in my warm bed at night thinking of the homeless out in the elements.
Well, that's definitely a real burden for you then. Can you talk a little bit about what you found out when you've been trying to educate yourself about what's going on, that these people have to live outside in this kind of weather?
Yes, there's a multiple of reasons that force people to not have a structure and live homeless. The number one reason being mental illness, addiction, alcoholism, and financial crisis. Simply cannot afford the rent or mortgage payments.
Yes, and we had talked before the show about we're in kind of crazy times with absolutely every bill, every expense has increased, and our wages haven't gone crazy big. And I guess all of us are potentially one paycheck from disaster.
Right.
And some of them
crisis from living on the street.
Gosh, and you mentioned that some of them are there because they're indigent and just don't have any resources at all.
Yes. Family won't help. they have no other recourse. Even an animal would seek shelter in the cold.
Yes, I know. Our dog doesn't like to stay out long when we let it out in the morning. It wants to come right back in the house. Well, I certainly would like to see us as a community help these people. And I'm all ears for what you need with your organization. Can you tell us what your needs are to help these homeless people?
Sure. We need money, and we need to find a structure to house the people, at least temporarily, until they find permanent housing. Haven House, the only homeless shelter that we had in Dubois, was forced to close in August of 2025 due to financial problems, lack of contributions, and maybe some management issues. I'm not sure. But that was a blow to the area. And we need money. We're currently doing a backpack drive. You know, I never noticed homeless people in our area, but God opened up my eyes. Once your eyes are open, you see them, and your heart goes out to them. If you see someone with a backpack, it's not necessarily someone that attends Penn State Dubois campus. Or if they're riding a bicycle in the winter months, and they're loaded down with their contents, carrying around, that's usually a sign that they're homeless. And we are trying to do a backpack drive and fill it with toiletries and a few clothes, change of socks, underwear, hat, gloves, and distribute them to them. The YMCA graciously allows the homeless to get free showers. And so if they have the shampoo, the soap, they can get clean anytime they want. The YMCA and the library are both warming stations, but they're only available during their opening hours. So through the middle of the night, they have nowhere to go.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear that the library has welcomed them as a warming station during the day. And the Y, that is fantastic that they're willing to let them use their shower facility because, gosh, they can't shower outside, not in this weather.
That's right.
Of course.
Yes, that is. The Y has a real heart for helping people.
Are they asking for anything in particular? Are they asking you for clothing and things like
Well,
that?
They can only carry so much. I mean, you don't. They can't get overburdened with weight. So a great thing also is to put in a gift card with money that's on it, hopefully for food that they spend it on. We do have some good-hearted churches in the area that offer free food. The Rugged Cross Church here in Dubois on 100 West Long Avenue, they offer free meals every Wednesday, the three Wednesdays of the month, and the Bethany Covenant Church offers a meal two Wednesdays of the month. We have the Soul Platter Cafe, which sees a lot of homeless people come, and they can eat in or dine out, they can take out meals. There's some people even feeding the homeless in these pocket parks in town, where they come, they know they're there the same time every week at the same time, and they come and take a hot meal back with them.
That is wonderful. I'm glad to hear that these two churches and the Soul Platter Cafe are helping with meals. Are they identifying anything else that they need? I think the gift cards are a great idea. That would be a wonderful gift so that they have something portable to take with them. And they can go to whatever fast food or a grocery store or Sheetz.
Yes.
I hate to give them a plug, but they're a big resource in the town, I'm sure.
Plus, they're open 24 hours.
And they have some tables and chairs that they
can sit in. Yes, and I usually find people there that are homeless. And Sheets is pretty good about it. If the people aren't causing any trouble, they let them be, you know, to sit there and pass the time to keep warm.
That's good. I'm curious, how receptive are they when you approach them? Are they quick to open up and tell you their story, or are they wanting to be very quiet and private?
Oh, they're, if you approach them with the kindness of Christ and say, can I help you with anything? Do you need anything? And then just talk to them like you talk to your friend. They'll warm up to you and be grateful for any help you give them.
Yes, and Kim, before we were on the air, you quoted a scripture, Matthew 28:40, that mentions that whatever you do for the least of these, you're doing for the Lord himself, and that certainly applies in this situation.
When Christ was alive, who did he hang around with? The lepers, the prostitutes, the rejects of our society. And that's what we got to keep in mind, to have a heart like Christ.
Yes. And he was around the people that needed help. So that's what you're doing. Well, as we said earlier, you know, as somebody that grew up here and somebody that was very blessed to always have a meal and a roof over my head, it is really hard to grasp that there actually is people here that are homeless. And I know the Community Connections, they do an annual survey where they take one day and they try to find out how many homeless people there are in the area. And I know the last couple of years, they've at least had 24. And I would imagine the greatest need is probably in the winter.
Yeah, that's not an accurate number, though.
No?
No. That they're transient, so they might stay one night in one spot and one night in another. And they might be lucky enough to have a friend to couch surf that particular night. They were doing just, not that I'm faulting them, but they were doing a one-time
yes.
count.
Yes.
And it's, there's, I've talked to the Salvation Army, and in one particular homeless settlement, there's over 100 alone in the summertime. Because we're an exit off of Interstate 80, that makes us more prone to having homeless come. And that's what I was told.
I hadn't thought of that, but I'm sure that's true. They might be hitching a ride, and Du Bois is kind of on the way.
Yes.
So they stop here and stay a while. And it's certainly much nicer to camp out in June, July, or August than it is December, January, and February. My wife and family just went down south on a vacation, and we have a little one, and he said, Dad, I want to go back where it's warm. And I thought that was funny. And I'm sure they'd all like to have better accommodations. So I applaud you and your organization for being willing to do that. Now, with your organization, do you have a way for people to contact your group? Do you have a mailing address to send donations, or how can they get a hold of you?
Okay, well, they're welcome to call me. My cell number is 814-591-3263. Kim Mowry, 814-591-3263. And our mailing box, post office box, is... any monetary donations would be welcome, of course, and they can be mailed to Giving Hope in Du Bois, P.O. Box 11, of course, Du Bois 15801.
Well, thank you for giving that. And folks, if you're interested in donating, she just mentioned how to get the donation to where it needs to go. And I suppose you could also put your gift cards in an envelope and mail those as well. I really like the idea of the gift cards, because these people can stick it in their pocket and they can always have a ready-made opportunity for food and a drink.
True.
So that is a good idea. And can you tell me a little bit about your organization?
Well, we're a newly formed organization, but we have, I'm very encouraged by the number of people that have a heart for homeless in our area. There, we have about 30 people at every meeting. We meet twice a month at the Rugged Cross Church at 100 West Long Avenue. We have an attorney on board, a pastor, we need a CPA, and, we have a mental health nurse. So we each bring our own talent to the board and to the organization, and we're forming committees, and, we really are hit the street running. Some of our members, take their Blackstone and cook meals for the homeless on a certain day. They stopped with that big snow, but they're going to start again on Wednesdays between 12 and 2.
That's fantastic. And if you have 30 people coming to your meetings, that really shows a lot of interest, because I'm sure you've heard some of our most recent shows. We've been talking about volunteerism and how sometimes it's like pulling teeth to have people volunteer to come forward and help with whatever the organization is.
It's a God thing. I think they just, God spoke to them like he spoke to me.
So they all got a burden to help these people.
Yes.
And you have a wide variety of members that are coming to help. That's fantastic.
We have a lot of talent, but we can always use more. So if anyone else would like to join our coalition, we'd love to see you and have you contribute your talent, your superpower.
And when are your meetings again?
Our next meeting is March 17th? Is that a Saturday?
That is St. Patrick's Day, so people remember that, March 17th.
Well, is that a Saturday?
Let me look.
I have to, or is it the 14th, perhaps, that's a Saturday of March, 14th. March 14th at 11 a.m. We usually last a couple hours. We can, if you'd like, bring a potluck dish, and we have lunch to share with everyone and have fellowship with each other, get to know each other better. That's at the Rugged Cross Church on Saturday, March 14th, from 11 till 1 is usually the meetings.
Well, that is good to know, and I'm glad the church is letting you use their space for
your meetings. Yes, that's very gracious of them.
Yes.
And I meant to mention also the Holy Spirit Parish offers free meals once a month to anyone that is in need.
Do you know when they have their meals?
They're different days of every month.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's a website, or you could even call the Holy Spirit Parish and ask them when they might be having the next meal.
They cook out of the Rennesville Church, I believe. The Rennesville Catholic Church, St. Mary's.
And they bring the food up here?
And they'll bring as many as you need, or you can go and get them and then distribute them.
That's good. Are you hearing about homeless in neighboring communities, or is it just they're coming to Dubois?
Dubois is the main hub, but I've heard of little towns and Clearfield and other little towns in Clearfield County.
Gotcha. So I guess wherever there's people, there's the potential to have a homeless person.
Yes, unfortunately.
And they don't always come identify themselves or broadcast that they're homeless. A lot of them are probably very concerned that they might be kicked out of wherever they're at. So they probably aren't too quick to come forward unless you meet them one-on-one like you have been.
Well, one particular Saturday morning, I met four different homeless in downtown Dubois.
Wow. Were they in different locations, or were
one was at the library, one was at Sheets, one was just walking along the Beaver Drive.
Ah, they were looking for places to get warm, no doubt.
They were walking, and I just could tell they were homeless. After you talk with a couple, you get the drift as to who needs help.
Well, that is good. Well, you've been listening to Kim Mowry here on the Contact program on Connect FM. We're going to go to another commercial, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066. So, welcome back. If you just joined, you're listening to the Contact Program on Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. And today we've been having a very interesting talk with Kim Mowry about the local homeless concern in Dubois. And she's given us lots of very good information on how many there are and some resources. I was happy to hear that we really do have some resources. She's mentioned about the YMCA sponsoring showers during business hours for the homeless people, and I'm sure they appreciate that with this cold weather. And Kim, how about if you run down some of your other resources for them so they know where they can go for a meal and other organizations to help them out?
On Wednesdays of every month, two Wednesdays of the month, like yesterday, the Rugged Cross Church offered free meals for dinner time. And then Bethany Covenant Church offers free meals on Wednesdays, on alternating Wednesdays. So if you go to either the Rugged Cross Church or the Bethany Covenant Church on Wednesday, Soul Platter Cafe, right beside the Wrights Theater, offers, and they run strictly on donations. So they're a good organization to donate to also. Soul Platter Cafe, Crystal Rischel.
Those are great resources. And let's mention your meeting again, so anybody that's listening might want to attend. They'll have the date again.
Our Giving Hope in Dubois Coalition meeting meets next on March 14th, Saturday, at 11 a.m. at the Rugged Cross Church, 100 West Long Avenue, Dubois. We'd love to see new faces and new talent.
That is great. And I'm curious, if somebody that's homeless wants to go to one of these meals, do they just walk in, or do they have
yes.
to make an appointment? Or?
No, you walk in. You don't have to show proof of income, anything. You just need to be hungry.
Ah, well, I hear that they're all actually very good food. It's not.
Oh, yes. It's home cooked food.
Not just a bologna sandwich. They get some real meals.
Hot meals.
Yes. Well, Kim, I definitely want to commend you for having the burden to address this. And I'm happy that you've started the Giving Hope organization. And it sounds like we're going to be able as a community to come together and help deal with this issue. Did you have anything you'd like to end with on today's show?
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity, Pat. And any monetary donations are very welcome for a multitude of reasons, but they can be mailed to Giving Hope in Dubois, Dubois, 15801, P.O. Box 11, Giving Hope in Dubois.
Yes, and think today as you're driving around, how you would feel if you were stuck out in the cold and you were anxious to have a shower and a cold meal, or excuse me, a hot meal. And I'm thrilled that we have a resource for them. Don't forget those gift cards and your donations, and do what you can to help Giving Hope take care of the homeless in our community. Thanks, folks.